Welcome to Talks from the Bible. I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that ye walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called, with all lowliness and meekness, with long-suffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Ephesians 4:1-3. A high, holy, and heavenly calling has been sounded to all of humanity. Many have accepted this call, having heard the gospel of Christ and believed it. Of course, and sadly so, many have not accepted the cry of God to believe in Christ and accept Him as Savior through obedience. These saints which are at Ephesus, and to the faithful in Christ Jesus, were being exhorted to live in accord with the calling which they had accepted. They and all Christians this day had been redeemed from all iniquity and had been purified unto Himself a peculiar people, Titus 2:14. God's church is special to Him. God commands that we live a life that is special and beyond the reproach of the world. This life requires that we walk in lowliness and meekness with long-suffering, forbearing one another in love. The people of God are to humble themselves under the mighty hand of God, that He may exalt you in due time, 1 Peter 5:6. We are to be subject one to another and be clothed with humility, 1 Peter 5:5. Each saint, in being faithful to God, must trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding, Proverbs 3:5. In meekness we must stand courageously against all evil and be ready to oppose every false way. In His grand sermon on the mountain, Jesus stated, "Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth," Matthew 5:5. The saint is God's warrior who is strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Ephesians 6:10. In lowliness we know our need of God, and that only through Him we are more than conquerors, Romans 8:34. In meekness we are ready for the fight, knowing that we do not war after the flesh, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ, 2 Corinthians 10:3-5. We engage in war against Satan and his forces of evil because of our surrender to God and our commitment to the way of righteousness. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.